You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D-backs return home, and welcome to a little early BP. I'm Mike Farron. D-backs had a 7-3 road trip on the East Coast, sweeping the Toronto Blue Jays, taking 2-3 from Philadelphia, and then splitting a four-game set in Washington, D.C. And tonight, they open up a critical nine-game homestand against the Colorado Rockies as the D-backs play inside the Western Division between now and the All-Star break. With that in mind, let's waste no more time and visit with the manager, Torey Lovello. Obviously, the road trip didn't end the way that you were hoping, but how do you assess it overall?
Yeah, Sunday was a dud. It's something we got to turn off of and get ready to play tonight against a very, very capable Colorado Rocky team. But overall, I couldn't be more pleased. It's some rugged terrain. You're going to go into some environments you don't necessarily go into a lot in Toronto, and then two very, very capable teams in the Phillies and the Nationals that I felt like we handled ourselves very, very well against. So we keep checking our boxes. We keep doing the things that we're supposed to do to win baseball games when it's most important, and we're in a good spot right now.
Archie Bradley and Zach Godley had been trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they had a rough one on Sunday. How do you weigh the idea that, hey, listen, guys are going to have bad outings versus concern if they're backsliding and something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a really good valid point that we pay close attention to. And, you know, if you're trending in a positive direction, and I use the term like the stock market, you know, you're going to have good and bad days. And I don't know the technical term, but it's rising, but you're going to have a good day, two bad ones, three good ones. And as long as you're trending in a positive direction, I feel like we're in a good spot. So I would say, to be honest with you, a month ago, Archie was flatlining and maybe even going downhill, but he started throwing another pitch to change up. And I think he likes that pitch, and it's given him a lot of confidence. And I know he can go out there and execute a game plan. I'm not worried about what the outing was like on Sunday when we get him out there again. In Zach Godley's case, I think much of the same. He's been doing a great job of commanding all pitches. I think he threw too many strikes, believe it or not, too many pitches in hittable zones, and he paid for it.
Let's focus on the homestand here, because you start a nine-game homestand. You have only games in the division between now and the All-Star break, which is fast approaching. Mm-hmm. It's coming out July 7th is the last game before the break. Mm-hmm. How important is this stretch of games?
Well, within your division at all times, it's not weighted any differently. It's a win or a loss, and it's gonna add up just the same. But you want to play your best baseball within your division. You play them so much, and you know we just got done playing some teams on the opposite coast, and you get a chance to see what's going on over there. But I will say the NL West is a very, very strong division. It's very deep offensively with a lot of firepower, and pitching wise you can see what's going on as well. So we know that I feel like the best baseball is need to be played within a division against the best teams in baseball. But I know the people in the East probably feel totally different about that, but it'll be a good marker to see where we're at. The Rockies have been a very, very good team over the past 2 years. They've handled us well so far this season. We need to turn the page. We need to make sure that we're out there and we're going to set a tone that we're a better team and we want to do our job.
Yeah, well, I think with that, obviously it's divisional games, but also you're in this spot where you're trying to create separation, right, mm-hmm. to prove that you're contenders. Mm-hmm. And if things don't go that way, it can send a message that maybe you're not really in the mix. So is there, I don't want to say pressure, but is there added focus that needs to come into these games?
Well, I don't want anything to be different about today's game, and I know exactly what you're saying. When you play best against the teams that are closest to you and around you, in this case within our division and also in the same type of a race, you want to create that separation, but it's a long season, and I know that there's going to be good and bad moments that that both teams are going to have. I want today's game to be played as hard as they normally play, with as much focus as they normally have. I don't want us to say that just because it's a team that we recognize that's very good that we need to try any harder. We should be trying as hard as we can every single inning of every single game.
All right, I know David Peralta got the day off on Sunday. What have you been seeing with him lately?
Yeah, just maybe trying to swing his way out of some of the situations that he's been in. And, you know, he's still a great hitter. He's bat to ball and as good as anybody I've really been around. And I think the problem is he feels like he can hit any pitch at any time out of the ballpark, and that can be a problem for some people. I think he needs to just lay off those borderline pitches, the ones that he can't do damage on, unless he has to swing at them with two strikes, because he is so gifted at handling those pitches in the zone. So rather than swing your way out of it, I would just say to just relax and take your pitches and take your base hits when they come.
Do you see positives in the last couple of plate appearances he had Saturday where there weren't first pitch swings, there were more pitches seen?
Yeah, I think that always goes hand in hand. When David's walking and he's going deep into counts, you know that he's doing a really good job. He had a big base hit into right center field, I know, that helped to score some runs, and that was a really good swing. He's been taking good swings, and I know he flew out a couple times to left field, but he's just kind of reaching for a pitch that's not in his zone. When I saw the final at-bat that he got a big base hit on, I felt like, there it is. He finally waited for a ball in his zone, and he didn't miss it.
All right, Skip, go in tonight.
Thanks so much.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello before the D-backs take on the Colorado Rockies. We'll have plenty more coming up over this 9-game homestand to help get you ready for this critical stretch. 3 against the Colorado Rockies, 3 against San Francisco this weekend, 3 next week against the Los Angeles Dodgers. D-backs in the division between now and the All-Star break. So important games as they come home tied with Colorado, 2 back of the second wild card spot. They're also tied with the St. Louis Cardinals, who have won 4 of their last 5. All right, that's going to do it for us today. For more, you can tune to the BP show starting at 6 o'clock on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station in the Valley, and on the D-backs Radio Network. And we will talk to you again tomorrow with Early BP.